We are here at the National Agricultural Aviation Association convention in Las Vegas, the NAAA. And with me is Chris Wareham, and he is with BASF and actually hails from North Dakota, correct? Tell me a little bit about your job with BASF.
Yeah, so I'm a tech service rep with BASF. In that role, I get the opportunity to work with many people all throughout agriculture, growers, retailers, distributors, university folks, consultants. It's a nice opportunity to interface with a whole bunch of different people in agriculture.
Well, here at the NAAA, what is the relationship that BASF has with NAAA?
It's a deep and strong relationship that BASF has with the National Aerial Applicators Association. A number of initiatives that BASF has in place to continue that relationship, to develop that relationship, and help the industry of aerial applicators, and at the same time helping the BASF business as well.
And you have a family background in the aerial applicators business, right?
I do, actually. My father owns an application business in North Dakota. My brother happens to run one of the airplanes for him. So, yeah, I grew up in the industry, quite familiar with it. It's a really fun industry to be a part of. It really is. Some great people. They work hard and they play hard.
Well, and BASF has been a strong supporter of NAAA for several years now. One of the main initiatives that BASF instituted was a scholarship program. Why does BASF sponsor the scholarship program?
That's a good question. I think it speaks to BASF's commitment to the industry and looking forward in the industry to the future of agricultural aviation, willing to invest in developing the next generation of applicators.
One of the other things that BASF does as far as aerial applicators is concerned is you sponsor the safe fly-in programs. Tell me a little bit about those and what the purpose of those are.
The purpose of the safe fly-ins is for the applicators to get their equipment calibrated. They do pattern tests, just making sure that the pattern of the spray as it leaves the plane is consistent, uniform throughout the swath of the boom.
Do you do these all over the country?
Yep. There's been a little over 1,200 planes have gone through these safe fly-ins, 150 different locations all throughout the United States.
In your area of the country, North Dakota, cereal crops are huge up there. And as a tech representative for BASF, what is the portfolio that BASF has to help cereal crop growers, especially in that region of the country?
BASF has a very robust portfolio for cereals. We start with seed treatments. Our product of choice in seed treatments for cereals is Stamina F3 cereals. That's a three mode of action product, three different active ingredients, including the same active ingredient that's in Headline. So not only are we controlling various fungal diseases, but we're also capturing some plant health benefits with that seed treatment. From there, we oftentimes will make an application of Headline in the tank with our herbicide applications in that 3 to 5 leaf stage. It's a 3 ounce use rate at that time with Headline, and growers are consistently capturing a 4 to 6 bushel yield bump with that application. As the season progresses, we have an opportunity to apply fungicide again at the flag leaf timing. Our products at that time would be Twinline or Headline. Specifically at that time, there's a fair amount of tan spot, Septoria. Occasionally we'll have stripe rust, not on an annual basis, but Twinline and Headline just do a fantastic job at treating and preventing those diseases. And then finally, at flowering time, we have a product called Caramba, which is a premier head scab product. Again, consistently, growers are capturing anywhere from a 5 to 10 bushel yield advantage. And on top of that, reducing some of the toxins that are associated with scab infections. From beginning to end, we have a complete portfolio on the fungicide and the disease control side of the business. So.
Well, getting back to NAAA now, you've been with BASF for 4 years, is that correct?
Yep, just about 4 years.
Have you been to this meeting then before?
Yeah, I've actually made it a point to attend this meeting. Spoke previously about my family's involvement in this industry, and so I've tried to make a point of attending this on an annual basis. So yeah, this will be my third time attending the NAAA. Great show, great opportunity to interact with applicators and associated industry from throughout the country.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, here at the NAAA convention in Las Vegas. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.